Human trafficking is a worldwide problem, with an estimated 27 million people trapped in modern-day slavery. Only a small fraction of them, about 46,000, were identified last year, according to Secretary of State John Kerry.
It's no understatement to say that we are working to tackle an issue that millions of people assumed had been dealt with a long time ago. But the problem, unfortunately, persists, and I hate to say in some places, can grow, and the challenge continues.
New countries to earn the lowest Tier 3 ranking in the State Department's Trafficking in Persons report include China, Uzbekistan, and Russia. In total, the State Department says 21 of the 188 countries in its report do not fully comply with minimum standards to address trafficking and are not making significant efforts to do so.
And we're going to keep engaging with governments on this issue because modern-day slavery affects every country in the world, including the United States, and every government is responsible for dealing with it, and no government is yet doing enough.
Kerry said a recent study shows that countries are twice as likely to take some kind of action once they receive the Tier 3 ranking. While calling attention to the issues of trafficking and exploitation, the State Department also recognized 9 individuals for their efforts to combat trafficking and help victims. Mohammed Bassem El-Nasri of Iraq pressed for the passage of his nation's anti-trafficking law, and he personally helped Eastern European construction workers who had been trafficked into and then stranded in Iraq.
Imagine for a minute, if you got a good job offer, you receive a good job offer, ended up as a degrading job with no decent or dignified salary, without wages. You ended up eating dry bread. You have no access to clean water to drink or to bathe.
He said this is the harsh reality for trafficking victims, who can find themselves cut off from all they know, trapped in forced labor, involuntary domestic servitude, and prostitution. Suzanne Presto, VOA News, Washington.